Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Bordonaro joining us from the Hartford Business Journal. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good. There's a new leader at CRDA, but for people at home or listening in the car or where have you, what is CRDA?
So CRDA is the Capital Region Development Authority. It's basically been in charge of economic development for the most part in the city of Hartford, especially when it comes to multifamily development. It also oversees facilities including the Excel Center, Connecticut Convention Center, Pratt & Whitney Stadium. It's a quasi-public state agency, and what it does is it provides low-interest loans, gap financing really, and tax breaks to developers who are building apartments in downtown Hartford. By low-interest gap financing, you know, a lot of these deals that get done in Hartford in terms of new apartment development, they're very complicated deals. They involve equity, bank loans, historic tax credits. It's a whole bunch of different things. They're very complicated deals. And CRDA kind of try to get these deals across the finish line by filling in a part of it with a loan. So David Stuber has been named the new executive director. He's replacing Mike Freemuth, who is kind of Mike Freemuth was with the agency when it was formed in 2012 by Governor Malloy. He's been heralded really as leading the agency very well, liked by both the politicians and also developers as a fair-minded deal maker. So David Stuber's coming in. He's got shoes to fill. Dave's been in mostly government his entire career. He's a young guy, 38. Actually, he was just named a HBJ 40 under 40. And he comes from the government side. He was former Hartford Mayor Bronin's chief of staff for 2.5 years. He worked in the legislature for 10 years. Actually, he gets credit. He is one of the individuals who gets credited with helping come up with the fiscal guardrails that have helped put the budget on a good footing in the state of Connecticut. And then for the last few years, he's been with the Department of Economic and Community Development, working as a chief of staff. So big shoes to fill. This is not sort of just another bureaucratic position. There's a political into it, trying to get more money from the state for various things. You know, Mike Freemuth was key in getting the funding to the Excel Center makeover. They're going to need more money to do more apartment development in Hartford. There's already hundreds of more units in the pipeline. A couple of interesting things that he's got to look out for. How many more apartments can Hartford absorb? That's a key question. How much more funding will there be? And CRDA is also going to play a role in trying to figure out what to do with some of these big vacant office buildings in Hartford and whether we convert them or maybe do other uses with them.
Hmm. Talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal, the Connecticut Business Blend, 850 on Mondays here on Brian and Company. The issue of office valuations, real estate is a lot of empty space in Hartford and things aren't worth what they used to.
Yeah, and so Hartford, the city of Hartford did a tax revaluation a few years ago. A lot of people kept their eye on that because of that was going to reflect some of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, we've talked, Brian, many times about the empty office space in the city of Hartford. By one estimate, it's as much as 41% of the office space downtown is is vacant. So that has a significant, it has a ripple effect. Not only does it impact the landlords who own the buildings and have mortgages that they need to pay or aren't paying now, frankly, but it impacts the values of these buildings and what that means for tax dollars for the city of Hartford. You know, the office market has been, downtown office market provides a big chunk of the taxpayer funding for the city of Hartford. And after the recent revaluation, a lot of landlords for these big office buildings have appealed their taxes, saying it's over what the city has assessed their buildings as is way too high for this new era where there's significant vacancies downtown. The Bolt Building, One American Row, owned by Nassau Reeds, is an insurance company. It's kind of one of the iconic buildings downtown, 12 stories, almost 400,000 square feet. During the recent revaluation, the city valued at $18.9 million. They appealed the tax assessment, and they just brokered a deal with the city. Now the new valuation is going to be $11 million. I mean, it's a 42% reduction, which is a huge factor. It's going to cost the city at least $1 million in property tax revenue. And other buildings have already won or settled with the city to lower their tax valuation. So I think in the next few years, we're going to keep an eye on what this all means for the budget situation in the city of Hartford. Probably nothing good. Now, how big of an impact, is yet to be seen.
Is that building occupied, though?
Yeah, interestingly enough, that's one of the most highly occupied buildings in Hartford. Nassau Re takes up a big chunk of it. They have another insurance company in there. That building is almost fully leased, and it still is being devalued by 42% compared to what the city said.
There you go.
Whereas a lot of other buildings that are getting, that are appealing their taxes, there are significant vacancies. So that puts in perspective the situation in Hartford. Interestingly, there was just a story in the Wall Street Journal about how New York City's office market has come roaring back. It's not happening in Hartford. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah.
About two sort of two markets going in sort of the opposite directions.
A couple of things, other things to get to. Obviously backlogs in court are nothing new, but the business of alternative resolutions, like what are we talking, are sort of, it's a growth industry for law firms. So like, what are we talking about? Like third party arbiters? Like what are the alternatives?
Sure. So yeah, the post COVID, there was a huge backlog of court cases, both in the state courts and the federal courts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of it has dissipated a little bit, but in Hartford State Court, for example, there's still 55,000 pending cases. That's a crazy amount of cases when you think about it. And on average, in federal court, it takes about 31 months to settle the case, especially if it goes all the way to trial. It's over 2 years there. That's just a significant amount of time. Time is money in court cases. Obviously, you're paying lawyers. So a lot of law firms are launching these alternative dispute resolution practices. Basically, they're hiring judges or lawyers who are acting as there's kind of two forms of alternative dispute resolution. And the basics of it is you can settle a case outside of the court, or you try to at least. There's mediation, where you bring in a neutral third party, which is often a retired judge. He sort of helps disputing parties reach a voluntary settlement. And then there's arbitration, which is kind of a private trial where both sides sort of present evidence and arguments to to an arbitrator or a panel of arbitrators, and they sort of render a judgment. And a lot of times, if there's an arbitrator that renders a judgment, it's hard to challenge that or in court again or appeal it. So that's one of the downsides of it. But there's a few reasons that companies are sort of looking at this more often than that, and why law firms are sort of launching this. So Brown, Panderis and Scott, they're the latest law firm to launch a sort of alternative dispute resolution group. They have a new sort of office set up for this kind of thing. They just hired two Supreme Court, former Supreme Court, state Supreme Court judges and a Superior Court judge to oversee this practice. The backlog, which creates a higher cost and it, puts companies into legal issues for years to try to settle a case. You can avoid media scrutiny. When you go through the regular court system, filings are made public. Media, HBJ might write about a story. You might not want that bad press, so you kind of do this alternative dispute, so you sort of avoid the public publicity. So those are kind of the two most reasons why you would do it. Or maybe there's a lawyer or a third party who has expertise on a particular lawsuit or a particular industry where the lawsuit's involved, and you'd rather go that direction than just say a judge who may have never heard of some of the things that are involved in this lawsuit.
We only got like a minute, actually less than that. Can you give me 30 seconds? A multi-billion-dollar contract for Sikorsky for some helicopters. Obviously, that's a boon for suppliers, but are the suppliers here in Connecticut?
Yeah, so there's Sikorsky got a $11 billion contract for its heavy lift helicopter. We did a story about the suppliers that are going to be impacted by this. There's 42 major suppliers just in Connecticut that Sikorsky has, and then there's hundreds of other smaller ones in Connecticut and around the country really that support those mid-sized suppliers. So a contract like that has a major sort of ripple effect for Connecticut's economy. It shows why these big defense manufacturers are so important to Connecticut's economy, and manufacturing has growing in importance in terms of overall output in Connecticut, maybe not on the jobs level because there's still a shortage there, but they're still major drivers of Connecticut's economy.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the insight. Have a great week.
Yep, you too, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns.
You know
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.